page 42, Simon Reish Nun Gimel. Once again, we're talking about Shiyan Chazara. We're in the middle of Aleph still. So we will be four lines from the bottom in the Mechaber. Hagal Yeshama. So yesterday we learned the second opinion, Kananya, that if the second opinion says that if the food is considered cooked, was considered cooked, Macha Ben Drosai, either third or half cooked, so then you could put on a fire before Shabbos, and then you don't even need a blech, you don't need anything, you just put it on there, and that would be fine. That's what Kananya holds, and the Ramah says we hold like that opinion. So we're a couple lines before that. The Cholzeh, a couple lines above that, where I said we were, so six lines from top. The Cholzeh, next to the little chav. The Cholzeh be'inyan shehiya sha'akadera yosheves al kisei shabarzo. Everything we've discussed until now, in other words, we're talking about shehiya, I'm taking a pot, four shots, has stuff in it, whatever, right, and putting it onto a fire before Shabbos. So do we have to have a blech on it, or do we not have to have a blech on it, depending on how much it's cooked. So the Mechaber says, that's all talking about that when the pot that your food is cooking in is sitting on a, so to speak, chair of metal. In other words, it's sitting on like prongs, grates, sitting on metal, you'll see as opposed to what? Or agave, on avanim, or it's on stone or some type of stone thing. You'll see the aina. Here's the point. The aina nogas begacholim, but the pot that you're cooking is not touching the coals. It's not directly on the coals. Again, In other words, it's not directly on the coals. Why? Aval hatmana al gave hagacholim ledivrei hakol aser. But if you want to do hatmana, we usually define as insulating. What they used to do in those days is to keep food hot, like we insulate it. So that's true. You might wrap it in insulation. Okay, we have all types of insulating things. Or the ultimate, what they used to do is they used to take what's called remets. Remets is coals, you know, if you barbecue and use real coals, not, you know, these wimpy, you know, gas barbecue. So after a while, so you know, the briquettes fall apart and they become ash. Now obviously right when they become ash, they could still be hot. They are hot. They're still hot. And so what they used to do is they used to take that hot ash, you took a pot of food, and you embedded it in there and kept it warm. A very good way to keep it warm. So, and so this, the ash, the hot ash, completely, well, we'll see in a second, you embedded the pot in that ash. So if you did that, and we'll discuss this later, that's called hatmana, that you're not allowed to do, even before Shabbos. The same idea. Why? What's the problem? Well, the issue is, again, maybe you look at it when Shabbos, it's into Shabbos, and that's not insulating so well. I don't think that ash is so warm anymore, and you'll take your poker, and then it might flame up, but that you were just Machal Shabbos, not you. One would be Machal Shabbos, so that's a problem. And the Ramah says, very important Ramah, some say that even if the pot is actually on the fire, this is very important, calls man shehi megula lamala, if the pot is not completely encircled, enveloped with insulating material, the top is uncovered. In other words, there's no insulation on the top. Lo mikri hatmana. That's not called hatmana. Vishari, and that would be okay. So in other words, there's a machlokas between the Muhammad and the Ramah. What's called hatmana? If you just have pot, and there's insulating material all around it. But there's nothing on the top. There's no insulating material on. And when I say there's nothing on the top, that doesn't mean there's nothing on the top. There's a lid. The pot that you're making the food in, there's a lid, right? We don't expect you to have it exposed. There's a lid. But there's no insulating material on this up there. So is that hatmana? It's completely encircled except for the top. Machab would say that's hatmana. The Ramah says it's not hatmana. Obviously, you could think of a very practical example of this. A crock pot. Crock pot. If you think about it, so the crock pot is completely encircled with a heating element or with heat, except for on the top. So the question would that be considered hatmana? And this again, I don't want to get into it. There was a whole thing, this before Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was nifter, a whole thing about that he answered it, and there was a whole big to-do, did he say it, did he not? And believe it or not, Rabbi Furst in Chicago said, the letter that said from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, this was right before it was nifter, that said that it's a problem, that it is hatmana, was a forgery, believe it or not. A forgery, which is a lesson in and of itself. Well, part of it was a forgery. Somebody changed something in the letter. Yeah, it's an amazing story. But be that as it may, so this is very, very important. V'chein minog, and that's the custom that Ashkenazim hold, that would not be considered hatmana. Hatmana would only be if it's completely insulated, sides and the top completely enveloped. Rakshin nisharm l'saken ksas kodem Shabbos, but minayish, but you should remove it, wiggle it out. You'll see what I mean by that. A little before Shabbos, out from the fire. Meaning, again, if you have that ash or something completely enveloped, you should pull the pot out. Shiyachol yisor la'asiro misham, so that you could take the pot out. Think. Let's say if you have it, let's say this part of the top is exposed, but there's ash or coals or something all around it. So what's going to happen when I pull out the pot on Shabbos? So what's going to happen if I because if it's on the fire on Shabbos, yesh la siro misham al yedei eino Yehudi, should take it off with a non-Jew. A non-Jew should pull it out from the ash or whatever is enveloped in it. Right. Ve'im lekainu, let's say there's no goy around to take out the pot from the insulation that it's in. Mutter liyisro lahasiro. So a Jew could take it out. You'll see what the problem is in a second. Misham. Ve'izari shi'ekachen misham benachas. But when you take out the pot and it has that ash all around, you should take it out very slowly. Why? Again, it's not covering the top. What's going to be? V'lo yenaneh ha'kachon. And you shouldn't shuckle, you shouldn't shake the coals. Yeah, now Mr. J has got it. Because the Oz, next page, up in the Machaber, Rama, I should say, the Oz, af im yananel ksas, dover shem is kaven hu v'shar. Because then, if you take out slowly, so then it's an unintended consequence. What's the problem? If you have coals all around it, or near it, and you pull out that pot, what's going to happen? The coals are going to move. So when you move the coals, what's going to happen? Maybe flame. They'll flame up again. So you caused the flame up. You caused Havara on Shabbos. And that would be Usur. So therefore, best, move the coals away so that there's a lifting out. There's a way to pull it out so that the coals don't move, so that you're not worried that maybe I'll move the coals and cause a flare-up. That's what you should do. If not, B, get a goy to pull it out. So if there's a flare-up, so the guy did it. If you can't, just pull it out very, very carefully. So therefore, it's an unintended circumstance. You don't want it. It's an unintended consequence. You don't want it to happen. And so the Mishnah Berurah says, even though it might be a psek resha, and therefore it shouldn't be good. But again, so the Mishnah Berurah says, it's best to be machmer to have a guy do it. Because, again, we're worried about the flare-up. Okay? But that's, again, if it's insulated or it's near the fire, it's on the fire, so we're worried about would it flare up or not. So, again, that's something to bear in mind. But, again, getting back to the original idea of Hananiah and the Chachamim. We'll see a little bit about later. Again, if we want to put food on a fire before Shabbos, what do we have to do? We'll get into this a little more. Okay?